What it do, Tech HQ?
Welcome back to the Tech HQ podcast with your hosts, me, Kwegu,
Brandon,
and Kwegu.
And this is our last episode, our reflection number three, if you will. We have our host with us today, Kendall.
Kendall Wallace.
And yeah, let's get into it.
All right, so what was you guys' favorite episode from this podcast?
Sports debates.
Okay.
I like the episode a lot because number one, I know a lot about sports debates, and I feel like the episode is kind of like flowing, with other topics, like, you know, you have to have like your certain like questions and stuff. But with sports debates, like, we could just think of things on the spot, you know what I mean? And we can just argue and argue forever. Okay. So
I also think sports debate, but I think problem was a second, like a close second, but sports debate, it was just, yeah, I know also a lot about sports, so it just flowed.
I think my favorite was the problem one. I think that one was like the most entertaining to me. The back and forth and everything, and like the like whole discussion,
yeah, was entertaining. All the messiness.
I think,
yeah,
the drama and stuff was good in, yeah, it was him stupid. The problem episode.
What real life skills have you gained from not only this podcast, but like the entirety of your senior project?
I think like social skills, like being able to just like chat, like, cause like it's not as easy as it looks, like, bro. Like the first time we tried, like we were literally just like not even talking, cause like we didn't know what to talk about. But now we could have like we could turn like a bullet point into like a whole like discussion, which I think is like a good skill to be able to just chat.
I think structure and time management, like for structure, it's kind of like having the questions for each episode is like hard to kind of make up and to talk about in the episode. And then time management is because like it's not only us in the episode, there's like other guests we have, and like finding time for everyone is probably one of the hardest things because we're like we're all busy with school and everything.
But, yeah. I kind of say like both of kind of what they said, like the communication portion of it, like having guests, keeping them entertained, and not having like a really stagnant and boring episode. Like, you don't want an episode where your viewers are sitting there like what's going on, or it's just so random, you know? Like our first few episodes, like our first episode more specifically, we were just like we were just rambling. We didn't really have a set like plan, but as the episodes got on, as we did more and more episodes, we had like a more like structure to it, and our guests were entertained and things like that. Also, time management, like we're all busy, so finding time, like, you know,
in school too.
Yeah, you know, not like trying to go to someone's house, but like if we're all in school, we're all in school. We can do it then. So,
all right, let's reflect on each episode. For episode one, what could have been better? What did you learn from this episode?
Okay, so for the first episode, like, we had a trial of like a 10-minute like episode, and it just didn't go well. But like, I think it was like early on, so we didn't really know what to do, but if I had to like make something better, it would just be like the structure of it, I guess. Just, yeah, getting more comfortable.
Yeah, I agree with that. Probably like the structure, because we were like a little all over the place, but that was just like getting to know us, kind of. Like, we went from like a little introduction to like superheroes, yeah, to like the fast food chain to like sleeping. It was a little all over the place. So I'll definitely say like the structure probably.
Yeah. No, that episode was messy. Even like with the mics and stuff and the food and
oh yeah, Popeye's messed up his order. I would fix that too.
Yeah, Popeye's messed up the order, you know.
The mic wasn't
working. I was eating in the mic a little bit. You can hear my me chewing and stuff, but okay. But, yeah, I'd like to change all of that. But, you know, it's the first episode. Like, it's trial and error. You know, we get used to things.
All right, for your second episode, were there other questions that you wanted to ask? And how did the first two episodes set up the rest of the series?
For the second episode, like, I think we talked about everything that we, like, really needed to for, like, the college topic. Like, there's only so much we can talk about. Mm-hmm. So, I think, yeah, that about that. And, like, how did the... I think the first two, like, lay the foundation for us to get comfortable to like bring guests into it. Like we had to like have a steady foundation so we could like add people to it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I think the second episode was good. It was just good. I don't know.
It was just good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I feel like with like kind of like the first episode, if we had notes, maybe it could have like went on a lot more, but that was a good episode though.
Yeah, and the fact that like we didn't have any notes for like the first two, and like we still like talked for like over an hour is like
Yeah,
it
it's
was
pretty
pretty
it was
good.
decent.
All right. For your third episode, were you satisfied with the outcome of this episode? And how did the additional changes to the cast add to the outcome?
What's the third
The third
episode?
episode was sports.
Sports debates.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was pretty happy with how it came out. After prom, actually no, prom and the relationship one. I think the sports one's my third favorite. Like off of like entertainment value. I thought it was pretty entertaining. But like me personally, like I'm not really into sports like that. So I wasn't really like into the discussion. Probably as like much as you guys were. But yeah. What was the other question?
How did the additional changes to the cast add to the outcome?
I think it added to the entertainment value. Like if it was just us, like it would have been fun, but like not as fun.
Wouldn't be as much talking.
Yeah, that too, because like I don't really mess with
I
that.
think our cast, I mean, our guests for that episode were good because they also talk about a lot about sports, and it was just kind of, it was natural because we literally do that every day with them.
Yeah.
So having like set questions was also good, like would you rathers and stuff, because it just made us talk more and argue.
Yeah, I feel like well, that was the first episode we really like tried like having guests on our podcast. So like figuring that all out, even with the mics, like if over here's too loud, if over here's too low, the camera, if someone's blocking somebody else, that really set us up for the rest of the series, like experience and things like that. Also, like the original cast was just gonna be Albert, you know,
Yeah.
but we added to it because we thought it'd be
Thank
more.
God. Thank
We thought it'd be more entertaining, and it was more entertaining, so
Yeah, I think the episode was like rewarding because it was our first time having guests and our first time like having a set structure of questions, and yeah, it turned out good
it
for
also like
him.
really like demonstrated like the time management thing because like we had to like work around the guest schedule. And that's why that was the first one that we did like in school because we're like, yeah, we just don't have time to do this like anywhere else.
All right, what was your fourth episode?
The music one.
Okay. Were there any other questions that you wanted
Wait,
to
no.
ask?
Number four was prom.
Oh, number four was
Well,
prom.
the episode that I posted them in,
Who's
episode
that?
four is music, and then episode five is prom.
Oh,
Yeah,
so
so we film music first, so
oh, okay,
yeah.
that's
All
fair.
right. How did the timing of the episode dictate the outcome? You know
What?
what I mean? All right. How did technical difficulties impact the final version of this episode?
Of the
Music, the
music
music
one?
Yeah.
one.
Well, we recorded like 15 minutes of a music one, and then we realized that one of the mics wasn't working. So we had to like redo the entire thing. And yeah, that was like a pretty big thing. But I think that the re-recorded version like came out good. So
Yeah, trial and error.
The first episode, we're kind of just like talking with no like
No
intention of
jokes.
like answering the question, kind of. But once we had all the questions, it was fine. The second time we
And
filmed
I
it.
think the guests on that episode too were like very good. Like
Yeah.
they're both very into like music and they were both like, you know, like projecting their voices. Not like some guests whose name starts with A that like you can tell like project their voices.
I didn't even know who it was at first.
Yeah, but you know, it was a good episode. She reshot it. I just feel like the first time around, we didn't really have any structure to it. Also, it was kind of like off the whim too. Like,
Well, we had like our little like script, like point, like bullet point things, but like we didn't really like have enough. So like once like we got through them, like it was just like, what are we talking about? So
yeah.
yeah.
All right, for your prom episode, how did the timing of the episode dictate the outcome? Like, were there any like difficulties with getting guests on time or setting up, like anything like that?
Well, yeah, I think was Essie supposed to be on the episode?
I think we had like certain people for episodes, but like we had to work around it because some people couldn't make it to some episodes and like, yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, we had to work around schedules because we had to like get this like project done. So, yeah, but
I
I don't
think,
think it really affected it that
yeah, I think
much.
Amita and Maddie were good people for that because they're very into prom and all the shenanigans of it.
Yeah, and also like, well, Amina hasn't really been to prom, so like, I feel like, I don't know, the kind of like the experience and the inexperience, like it all balanced out, you know.
Valid.
All right, what was you guys' sixth episode?
That was the relationships one.
Okay. How did the change in cast make the episode better or worse?
I think we moved Essie to that one because she couldn't do the prom one,
Then
and then
the job
she's not on
fair,
any
and
episode.
then.
so we couldn't really do that one with Essie. But I think it still came out good because like Amina, like she's like lover girl or whatever, and like the other Amina,
Quite the
like
opposite. Yeah, she's
balance
the
balance that
opposite.
out.
Yeah, let's balance. Whatever. It was
Yeah,
fun though,
yeah.
but I think our original guest would have been like,
Yeah, I think it would have been
no.
more. It would have been on the level of like the prom episode if it was like the original guest,
Yeah,
I think.
I mean, I
maybe
yeah,
for
I feel
another
that.
time, but it would have
Yeah,
been way more entertaining.
I wouldn't say way more. Like having Amina N as a guest wasn't bad because like it's like the balance to it. Like she's not really like a lover girl. I mean, it's more of a lover girl. You know, it's you and. You know what I'm saying? But if he had Etsy on the episode, she has a whole her whole podcast on this like
She's
topic, you know.
also a lover.
Also, Julie was a addition, and
Yeah,
then
like with Julie, like we did the same topic on her podcast, and like we said before, like we had to get this done, so like we're just like, yeah, we already did that, so like
yeah.
you just want to like include Amina and Amina.
I feel like Julie's questions were really like elevated. Because she had some good questions on her podcast.
Very like too deep. Yeah,
Too deep. No, but that's like good for a love episode.
like it like lets you think and
What
like
was one of the
talk.
questions like? How many bodies you have? That's crazy.
Was a question.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And
all
like
right.
what does love mean? Did she
No,
ask that?
we asked that question
No,
too.
yeah, we
Oh.
asked that thing.
All right.
But
What was something that was said during the episode that like really stuck with you?
then
You
during
know you
the
got one.
then during the Our Love episode?
Yeah.
You know, like a question like I thought about later, like at the end of the episode where like, oh, what's something like you would tell like a person that's just getting into a relationship? My answer was so terrible, but like I feel like I could have thought something way better. Also, like I can't think of something
All right,
right
what was your
now.
answer
But
to that
my
question?
answer was like it was something so corny, bro.
Was literally like an Instagram
But
page,
it was
quickly.
weren't y'all clowning him saying like you seen that off like Justin
That's not
LaBoy or
boy from
something?
set. Yeah, but I definitely could ask a better question. Also, like when I was thinking of red flags, like I went like my mind went blank, but there's so many things.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it after.
Yeah, we were talking about it after, like the amount of things I could have said.
For me, it's probably like the name dropping, maybe.
Okay.
I can't think of like the drama that happened, but that's
How
one.
about name dropping on the prior episode? Was that like,
Yeah, that was
that
crazy.
was wicked,
Yeah.
bro.
Was the question? Like,
Like, what was something that like stuck with you during that love episode? Something that was said.
I don't know if this really counts, but like it was when I said that like my love language is like gift giving. I don't really think that's true for real, but
What do you think it
so what
is?
do you think
see, I gotta like think
I think you gotta
deeply
take the
into the
test.
yeah. There's a
Is that a
test for
test?
that?
Yeah, and it shows you
What?
like 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
That'd be
All
kind of
five
fun.
of love languages?
It's not like fully true because it's kind of like the questions are kind of dumb.
Did you take that test, Brandon?
Yeah.
What
And
are
what's your love
yours?
language?
It was quality time and physical touch. It was like 1% difference. And then words of affirmation.
Oh, my fault.
And then.
NFS guy. Did you put that as number one for like when you did our
I think
episode?
it's
No,
like
he
two.
said quality time.
Yeah. But
There's
yeah,
affirmation.
and then four was what's the one that's not acts of service?
I don't know. I don't
What's
know
after
love
words of
language.
affirmation?
I don't even know the four,
Gift
bro.
giving, gift
Gift
giving.
giving.
Yeah,
Isn't
that's
that after
four.
service basically gift giving?
No. Gift
Oh,
is like
no.
gifts and acts of service is like doing stuff without getting asked.
Well,
I
okay. Are you still inclined,
think
bro?
I don't know.
for your seventh episode, how could this podcast have gone better or worse? And let's talk about that episode.
This is seventh episode. This is just like us reflecting on it, the senior project portion or everything. Like, we're combining everything together right now. So, you know, I feel like with the amount of changes we had, you know, we kind of like made up for everything. And I feel like that was a plus. Also, like the issues that we addressed in our like reflections and things like that with like mics and time management, and especially getting all the episodes in before our deadline, you know, that's just it's another great plus, you know.
I think it went well for all our first times doing a podcast. Like, I learned a lot about the content creation portion of it, the mics, you know, time management, like you said. But ultimately, we had fun doing it, and I learned more about my friends, so it was good.
That was a very good answer, Brandon. I'm going to steal Brandon's answer. But I'm going to also say that, like as me being the one that's, like, uploading the videos, I would, like, probably just, like, go back in time, like, make sure that we, like, took thumbnails to, like, put in front of the video so it's not just, like, a random, like, thing. But, yeah, that's, like, a small thing.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to shoot more episodes after this deadline?
I was gonna ask that.
I think
it'd be fun. Yeah, like, well, like, not even just episodes, just like vlogs and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just like use the channel for like.
Yeah, so that'd be really. It's like a few
Jamaica, real bumbo clap.
All right. Speaking of continuing this podcast, what other episodes do you want to add for the future?
That's a good question.
Like, does that have to be related to the topic of the podcast or no?
I mean, it's just like about y'all, like. What do you want to talk about?
Somebody said like travel, like vacation spots or something, and I was like, I feel like if we like ask like a question and we like spent the like podcast time trying to like answer the question, or like a what if scenario or something like that, and like just like drag it on, I feel like we could.
I think travel could be a good topic actually, because there's so much to talk about.
Or like. Culture, like growing up in like different,
we're already cultured.
Yeah, like,
I believe different. I said that, and they didn't want to do that.
Wow.
I feel like this is like kind of random, but what if we have like a game type episode? You know, like a Family Feud or like a Monopoly or like a FIFA or something. You know,
I don't know if they want to watch us play FIFA though.
No, what's that game where it's like. Like ragdolls, and you just like pull on each other and like.
Oh, Gang Beasts?
Yeah.
What's Gang
Beasts? Oh, yeah.
He has
all these like one game. That's that, like, that game was so stupid.
Oh, they're like little like things and you gotta knock them out. It's like, it's so stupid.
Turn to a gaming channel.
It's not really a topic, but like, if we could like have all the all moments of like Tekken's Q together and just watch it together and reflect on it, it would be.
That'd be tough.
Yeah.
That'd be like a good reflection.
Yeah. It's not really a topic, but.
Yeah, if we wanted to continue, I think we could find, like, a topic. We could find something to talk about.
Do you think we could have got, like, more guests on the show?
Yeah.
Especially if we had, like, more, like, topics.
Mm-hmm. Especially for that second episode, it was, like, college. Like, you could have had a meet-up with that. Maddie, like, anyone.
Yeah, that could be anyone. Well, just, like, college and career, like, you know. People are going straight into careers, like, yeah.
What are y'all looking most forward to with college coming up?
Parties.
Parties.
Oh. jokes. I love my education.
You gotta be a scholar, bro.
Education. I don't know. You know, to get out the house, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd probably say, like, freedom, maybe. I don't gotta see the Dukes. But, like, freedom, though, like, and like fun, like
I would say freedom.
Yeah, we don't worry about
it. Yeah,
I think for like for this episode, like, if you had like other views of college, like if you had like Kendall and Seba that are going straight into careers right away, like I think it could have been good for the episode, but it's fine.
Well, like, yeah, Seba, like him going to prep school and stuff like that, that's basically like a college experience, kind of.
He's not prep yet.
But like, you know, he's like
in the process.
He applied to schools. He had his interviews and stuff like that. You know.
Wait. Oh, no, sorry to cut you off. But like, an idea for like another podcast, like topic, like what if we like spent like it was like a debate. Like somebody has like an opinion, and like somebody else has an opinion. Like you like talk about it.
like a debate type episode.
Yeah.
Like randomly, like you know how we have sports debates, music debates, it'd be like completely random.
Well, not completely random, but like we could do is prep school
Worth it or
like,
something.
Worth it.
yeah, or like something like that,
Or
and
something
like,
like, is college worth it? I feel like that could be argued more than like prep school. You know what would be tough? If like we all vlog like our experiences like right after high school.
That would be tough, but I feel like,
I don't know if I'm gonna like make
yeah, I would forget,
I'm not gonna be at a
oh,
party
yeah,
with
I'll
my
definitely
phone out.
forget.
Like,
you don't have to
You're not gonna
like
be at
go to the
parties at
party,
all.
just be like, yo, you're going to a
Oh,
party.
you heard
What do you
that?
say?
So you're not going to parties
You're
at
right. Yeah,
all.
I don't go to any parties, guys.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're right. I got lots of these books.
Chocolate's not hot no more.
Right, that's all the questions I have for you guys today. Thank you for your time. Any words that you want to say before exiting off?
Shout out to our viewers. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to tap into our podcast. It's a great honor to us, you know.
Great honor.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you guys all for watching, supporting us, you know, subscribing, liking the video.
Smash that like.
This was a fun journey. I think we might actually like continue, so
Quick pause.
hey.
It's the project. Is it on record?
Yeah, but you're good, we can like
Yeah, a quick intermission.
But
I want to thank Quickie for like doing
but thank you guys for
his
like
editing.
adding me to this, because this whoa, Quiggy bro.
What happened? What happened? Are we good?
I think we're good.
Okay, guys.
No, wait.
Oh yeah, we're good.
Just want to say individually, proud of each and every one of y'all for
Thank
sticking through with
you.
this, you know, really
Thank you.
trusting the process and seeing y'all grow. It's like all
Yeah,
right, seeing it.
they added me to the senior project bump back because I was just gonna do like music, but like they're like, no, let's do a podcast. I'm like, yeah, I think it came out good.
Yeah,
So
the
very proud of all of
do you
us.
think in your free time you can take time to do your other senior project?
Could you absolutely not?
No.
I think watching this could, in like maybe like 5 years, it's gonna be
Yeah,
fun.
I'm
Yeah.
definitely gonna watch this back like a couple years from now, or probably like a couple months from now. It's just like
Nostalgia
my,
portion.
I think it's gonna be very
In
funny,
college,
very,
yeah.
especially that problem episode. It's gonna be so stupid.
I think this channel should be used as like vlogs, as like prom and stuff. What if you like record like prom episode like at prom, you know what I mean?
We can become vloggers,
That would be like
You know what I'm
kind of that would
saying?
be cool, like for the
Yeah.
memories. We probably look a little stupid, but it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Prom tour,
New York vlog.
Arabian Nights. They're gonna see our camels and everything. Oh, that'd be like kind
I'm blind in the carpet. Okay.
God.
But yeah.
Right.
Any last mark?
Nah, he's mad. He's just drunk.
Thanks, Kendall, for hosting this.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
That gets you out for now.
For now, that's
That's a wrap.
Sorry about that.